The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Since 1987, this free program has helped farmers resolve disputes outside of court. For information, visit MichiganMediates.org. The push continues for year-round E15 and a look at the Tuesday markets. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today News. The push continues for passage of the Nationwide Consumer and Retailer Fuel Choice Act of 2025. It would allow for the year-round nationwide sale of E15. This bill would increase corn demand, obviously, but it would also be of great benefit to families across the U.S.
High prices are putting a squeeze on America's families, including farm families. Combine that with historically low crop prices, and you have a recipe for disaster in rural America. But there is a solution, one that is a win-win for farmers and drivers across the nation. Year-round E15.
Zippy Duval is president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. He's one of many pushing for this bill to move in Congress.
Right now, federal law restricts the sale of E15 in many parts of the country because of outdated regulations from almost 50 years ago. Congress should give drivers a choice and expand markets for American-grown crops. Make E15 available year-round.
And Duval breaks down the numbers behind the bill.
Authorizing permanent ethanol blend fuels year-round could ultimately increase demand for corn by up to 2.4 billion bushels a year. And for drivers, the blend would save them 10 to 30 cents per gallon.
Certainly something many families could use right now. E15, or unleaded 88, is a cleaner burning fuel than the traditional unleaded 87, and it's safe to be used in vehicles model year 2001 and newer. Several Midwest governors recently voiced their support for year-round E15. Missing from that list, though, is Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of Dairy Dew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
Dairy Dew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best Dairy Dew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
A minor system slipping through the Great Lakes here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that forecast update. Low pressure is moving out of the Lake Superior area across southern parts of Ontario today. That is going to drag a little bit of precipitation and a lot of cloud cover across the UP and through the northern part of Lower Michigan. I'm holding out, probably a little too optimistic, but holding out for better sunshine potential in the southern parts of the state. However, I do believe the remains of this Ontario low will probably force cloud cover down across southern Lower Michigan and into northern Indiana through late afternoon and evening. Can we see a little bit of light snow from that? Yes, but I think it's basically a fresh dusting. That is it. I've seen some outlets trying to talk it up a little bit bigger. I'm just not sure there's a whole lot of moisture that gets left in there. Now, the key here is lake enhancement. Maybe that happens and boosts our snow just a little bit. In any case, Arctic high pressure is slowly but surely sagging in to our west over the northern plains and upper Midwest. It'll be focused on Ohio tomorrow, so we'll see the leading edge of that north flow coming through the Great Lakes. That Arctic high ends up parking right over the top of us early on Friday morning. So that's going to be our coldest time period. Brutal cold. It's going to feel like it's well below normal. Actually, well below zero, not normal. We're already there on the normal side. Well below zero as we move through Friday morning. Temperatures may try and ease a little bit into the weekend, but not much. A little clipper system brings a chance of snow on Sunday into early Monday. Then we've got two waves of moisture next week. One on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon and Thursday. It gives us good snow before we see a reinforcing shot of Arctic air coming down to finish next week. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
It has been a year of tariffs, trade disputes, and market turmoil. And Michigan Ag Today has been here all year long to keep you up to date. With the largest farm broadcast team in the state, we have been your trusted resource for timely and credible information. It has been our honor to serve the farm families of Michigan on air, online, and on your mobile app. This is Michigan Ag Today.
Markets now on Michigan Ag Today. Final Tuesday numbers coming shortly. Right now, market analysis from Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at StoneX. He spoke yesterday at the end of the trading session with our Andy Eubank.
Chicago wheat led the way higher, and the corn market seemed to almost follow in lockstep. So the grains up, soybeans lower. Let's begin with beans. We continue to look for flash sales announcements and maybe some other trade news that would prop that market up. So far this week, not happening, Arlen.
No, it's really not. And I'm getting concerned about a head and shoulders formation starting to form on that soybean chart. And so if we break measurably below about the 11.17, 11.18 area, that could be a warning sign that we've got more weakness ahead for us. So that's something we need to keep our eyes on. Even 11.20 area is a psychological area of support in this market. And I think there's a little bit of disappointment now that here we are just basically 4 weeks away from the end of 2025, and we haven't sold more soybeans to China. And so there's concerns about that, and that's weighing on the soybean complex.
Corn futures, another good export inspections report on Monday. And it is a market that seems to have some export strength to it. However, nothing major as far as upward moves.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the strength comes from the fact that you look at marketing year-to-date export sales, as far as USDA has reported them thus far, which is through October 23rd, since they're still trying to catch up following the government shutdown, that they exceed the seasonal pace needed to hit USDA's record high target by 300 million bushels. And export shipments, which are current, exceed the seasonal pace by about 244 million bushels, and that continues to climb. But we're not getting more of a premium in prices because the trade pretty well accepts that USDA is way too high on its feed usage number. And so as exports go up, feed usage goes down, and we're still stuck with a 2.1 billion bushel carryout.
Arlen Suderman there, chief commodities economist, StoneX.com. On Tuesday, March corn up a nickel, 450, 457 and a half on the May, up 4 1/4. January beans lost 3 1/4, 1124 and 3/4, down 3 on the March to 1135. March wheat up 6, 541. In livestock, February live cattle gained over $4 to 220.80, and February lean hogs lost 12 cents to 80.17. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today.